Chris, congratulations. Just want to ask you how much interaction you had with the Bucks in the draft process, how much you talked to them and where.
Yeah, I had a good amount of interaction with them. They came to Penn State to work me out, and they also and then I went over there on a pre-draft visit, and so you know I spent a good amount of time with them, and you know it was cool. It felt like home.
Chris, you had told me on the phone a month ago that you got your start playing for a little league team, also called the Buccaneers. What does it mean to you? Kind of interesting how that turns out. What does it mean to you to be able to take your career to the next level, also with a team called the Bucs?
Yeah, I was actually like, that was like one of the first things I really thought about. You know, it's crazy how things in life can kind of come full circle. You know, but I'm blessed to be in this position. You know, I can't. Proud to be a Buck. You know, I can't wait to get to work.
Chris, where are you most comfortable, working in the slot or outside the numbers?
Honestly, I'm comfortable doing both. I've always been the type of guy anywhere that my team needs me to be is where I'll be.
Chris, this is a team that's just added DeSean Jackson to a receiving corps that already had Mike Evans. Where do you think you fit in, and how many balls are there for you guys?
Hey, we can't really hear you. How's your service on your phone? Is there any place you can get that maybe your service shows up a little bit better because you're breaking in and out on that one?
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Do you mind repeating your answer? I'm sorry about that.
Oh, the last one. Yeah, no, I said obviously when you have two veteran guys like DeSean and Mike Evans, you know, you have a lot of production there. And so, I'm happy to be a Buck, and I'm willing to come in and contribute in any way.